Welcome to the video broadcast of Zion Memorial Missionary Baptist Church with pastor and teacher, Reverend Dr. Randall Kane Jr. Zion Memorial Missionary Baptist Church is located at 101 North Dunleith Avenue in Winston-Salem. Please sit back and enjoy this message already in progress.
Beloved, first, I am so incredibly thankful for the opportunity to be before you on this day that you have set aside to celebrate the fourth pastoral anniversary of the Reverend Dr. Roy L. Dennis Jr. Somebody to clap their hands. Amen. Somebody to clap their hands. The pastor of the historic Gethsemane Missionary Baptist Church here in Salisbury, North Carolina, organized on November 28, 1926, under the leadership of the first pastor, Reverend J.W. Pennington, and the first deacons, J.H. Hargrave, George Moore, James Jenkins, Brother Johnson, Richard Giles, S.D. Montgomery, Howard Woods, C.S. Butner, John Alexander, and J.B. Richardson. Reverend Dr. Dennis, the ninth pastor of the Gethsemane Missionary Baptist Church, has continued the pastoral leadership initiated by Reverend Pennington, followed by Reverend J.T. Lassiter, Reverend W.H. Bryant, Reverend S.W. Mack, Reverend W.H. Long, Reverend E.S. Geiger, Reverend S.F. Daly, and Reverend J.W. Marshall. Beloved, it is important for us to remember our past, not just during Black History Month. Amen. The foundation that has been laid, the shoulders we stand upon, and Gethsemane Missionary Baptist Church has been blessed by the leadership of these pastors from the first to the current. Reverend Dr. Dennis, to me, is a confidant, a counselor, and a mentor. As we have been friends for several years, knowing each other as parents and coaches prior to God giving both of us the call into pastoral ministry. As fellow sojourners while he was at Bluestone Missionary Baptist Church in Pelham, North Carolina, and now here at Gethsemane, and myself as the pastor of the great and growing Zion Memorial Missionary Baptist Church of Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Beloved, today is a day that is 4 years and 2 days in the making. For on March 15th, 2020, Reverend Dr. Dennis was to be installed as the ninth pastor of Gethsemane, an installation where I was on program and expected to attend. On that day prior, on March 14th, 2020, I led Zion Memorial through a leadership retreat, and I was excited about the direction that I believe that God was leading us to pursue. On March 14th, 2020, I had attended my cousin's husband's birthday party. On March 14th, 2020, my family and I were at the movie theater watching the movie The Way Back. On March 14th, 2020, Governor Roy Cooper shut North Carolina down because of COVID. And on March 14th, 2020, after Governor Cooper's mandatory decision, while I was watching the movie The Way Back, I got a call. I got a call from Reverend Dr. Roy L. Dennis Jr., who informed me of the governor's decision I didn't know. And we discussed what to do. I told him that it looked like he would not be getting installed. At least as he had planned to get installed the next day, March 15th, 2020. And I had to reach out to my deacons and my congregation to let them know that we would not be able to have worship service in person as all of our lives were changed because of COVID. Has anybody's life been changed because of COVID? So now, beloved, 4 years and 2 days later, on this Sunday, on this March 17th, 2024, here I am. Finally, with another branch of God's blessed vineyard, with the church family known as Gethsemane Missionary Baptist Church. With Gethsemane to celebrate and commemorate, the fourth pastoral anniversary of the Reverend Dr. Roy L. Dennis Jr. Beloved, the title of today's message in celebration and commemoration of the fourth pastoral anniversary of the Reverend Dr. Roy L. Dennis Jr., pastor of Gethsemane Missionary Baptist Church, is Three Questions. Three Questions. Beloved, have you ever questioned God? I mean, have you ever questioned God regarding what is going on in your or your loved one's health? I mean, have you ever questioned God regarding what is going on in your loved one's wealth? I mean, have you ever questioned God regarding what is going on in your or your loved one's relationships? I mean, in any aspect of your life, have you ever questioned God? If you are a Christian, then if you are Christ-like, if you are Christ-following, if you have decided to follow Jesus to Christ, then at some point in your life, you have likely questioned God. You see, my Christian brothers and sisters, my Christian daughters and sons of God, Jesus questioned God at a critical point in his life. Jesus questioned God at Gethsemane. As Matthew 26, 36 reveals, then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane and saith unto the disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. Beloved, this place Gethsemane was and is a garden that's at the foot of the Mount of Olives in East Jerusalem. Gethsemane means, as I am sure many of the congregants here at Gethsemane Missionary Baptist Church already know, means olive press or oil press. The place where olives were pressed to extract olive oil. Olive oil being representative of divine blessings, protection, anointing, healing, and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Olive oil could be used for cooking and baking, providing nourishment and sustenance, as well as being used for the lighting of lamps, illuminating pathways in the midst of darkness. But beloved, for the oil to come from the olive, it had to be squeezed, it had to be mashed, it had to be pressed. Beloved, in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus the Christ, our Savior and Lord, was squeezed, mashed, and pressed into being our Savior and Lord, as he had to make the decision of decisions, deciding to be our Savior and Lord by allowing his betrayal at the hands of one of his very own disciples, the disciple we know as Judas. Beloved, it was a call to ministry. It was the ultimate act of ministry, as Jesus became the epitome of ministry by being the living, ultimate, perfect sacrifice of ministry. As he gave reality to the words found in Matthew 23 and 11, but he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. And beloved, the greatness of Jesus, the greatest ever, the greatest among us, served us all by laying down his life for all of us. But beloved, Jesus still had some questions before he laid down his life. Jesus had three questions. Beloved, the Reverend Dr. Roy L. Dennis Jr. accepted his calling to the ministry in 2001 when he was a deacon at Galilee Missionary Baptist Church in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I am sure that he had questions regarding what answering this call meant that he was to do to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Beloved, the Reverend Dr. Roy L. Dennis Jr. was called to be ordained in 2003 by the same Rowan Baptist Association that he now leads. Moving from being Minister Dennis to become Reverend Dennis, I'm sure that he had some questions regarding what this call meant that he was to do, to be one of the only two ordained officers in the Baptist denomination. Beloved, the Reverend Dr. Roy L. Dennis Jr. was called to pastoring in 2005 at Bluestone and now Gethsemane, moving from being Reverend Dennis to become Pastor Reverend Dr. Dennis. I'm sure that he had some questions regarding what answering this call meant that he was to do, to move to the highest and most noble position in the church, pastor. As the Reverend Dr. Roy L. Dennis Jr. surely had questions as he was being elevated in different realms of ministry, beloved. Jesus also had some questions as he was being elevated by God to do what only he could do, to become the Savior and the Lord of the world. And beloved, three times, Jesus asked God the same question as revealed in Matthew chapter 26, verses 39, 42, and 44. Oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Yes. Beloved, does anybody face some things in their life where somebody said, you need to step up and you need to do this? And you said, can't you just call on somebody else? I don't want to go. I don't want to do. I don't want to be. But God said, you. It is you. It is you. Beloved, sometimes the enormity, the magnitude, the importance of a moment can make us question if we really want to follow God all the way. I've decided to follow Jesus. Kind of. And beloved, when we feel overshadowed, overwhelmed, and overcome, we need to ask God some questions. some questions like Jesus asked God, some questions like the Reverend Dr. Roy L. Dennis Jr. surely asked God, because some things that happen in our lives require us to ask some questions of God. But beloved, when we question God, we must always remember that we are questioning God. And in questioning God, we have to remember that God will respond. But beloved, in the Garden of Gethsemane, in the Garden of the Olive Press, in the Garden of the making of our Savior and Lord, God was speaking to God. As God the Son was questioning God the Father. And so, beloved, when Jesus questioned God, because Jesus was tight with God, because Jesus was right with God, Jesus knew the vision, plan, and purpose that God had for Jesus from the day that he was planted in his mother Mary's womb. The vision, the plan, and the purpose to be the Savior and Lord of the world. Beloved, as the Reverend Dr. Roy L. Dennis Jr. grew in pastoral leadership, he has grown ever so much closer to God as God has birthed him in church naves, ecclesial sanctuaries, and holy wombs, as he has risen to be a pastor following in the pathway of his Savior and Lord, Jesus the Christ. And so, beloved, as Jesus answered God before God could even answer in Matthew 26 and 39, nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt, revealing that Jesus had gotten comfortable with the uncomfortableness that awaited him as he journeyed towards his impending crucifixion at Calvary's cross. As the Reverend Dr. Roy L. Dennis Jr. has had to get comfortable with the uncomfortableness that often comes with being a pastor. As I've had to tell people sometimes, those young men who say they want to be a pastor, I say, why? 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 They think it's about elevation. They think it's about like being climbing a corporate ladder. They don't understand there is a ladder that gets you to be CEO, and there's a ladder that gets you to heaven. And it's different how you climb that ladder in your life. God has some of us on a ladder to get to one type of top, and God has us on another ladder depending on how God calls you in your life. Let me explain. He has had to get comfortable with the uncomfortableness of the constant interruptions of your schedule by the work of the church, where vacations are interrupted, plans are postponed, and your time ceases to be your time as you make your time available to others' time. The uncomfortableness of seeing needs that require financial attention, which cause you to fall down on your knees and pray that God still has some financial manna, some monetary quail, and well-providing water from heaven that look more like dollars, cents, checks, and cash app on earth as you navigate some unexpected season of wilderness in the church. The uncomfortableness of desiring more for people in their lives, their physical lives, their mental lives, their emotional lives, their spiritual lives, in their health, wealth, and relationships than they seem to often desire for themselves, because you love them so much. Because as their pastor, hear me right, if you do not love them, hear me right, then you cannot ever truly pastor them. Beloved, Gethsemane, the Reverend Dr. Roy L. Dennis Jr. is a smooth brother. And he may not look like everything that he has been through, that he is going through, or that he anticipates going through. But do know that he, as a pastor, he is never through with going through. And also know that he can only pastor you because he does love you. And beloved, what does that love look like? Now, beloved, I asked before if you've ever questioned God. But beloved, have you ever been questioned by God? You see, beloved, in the Garden of Gethsemane with Jesus was a man named Peter who had pledged his life to Jesus. Peter had pledged to be ride or die with Jesus. But then when life got too tight for Peter, instead of ride or die, Peter ran and hid. Beloved, Peter ran and hid because he had faith in a man who he believed was the Messiah. But when the Messiah was being crucified, Peter questioned everything that he believed. That's why faith is so important. I got faith in God, but then mama dies. Where's your faith? Got faith in God, but grandma dies. Where's your faith? Got faith in God, but the pastor leaves. Where's your faith? You see, beloved, things happen in life where your faith is going to be tested. And Peter's faith was tested. And you see, when Jesus rose again in 3 days, Peter was ready to be faithful all over again. I guess you could call Peter a fair-weather Christian. Just like in sports, we have fair-weather fans. I would guess that many of us fall into that category sometimes, being fair-weather Christians, given the right situation, issue, or circumstance. But beloved Gethsemane, you should thank God. You don't need to start clapping right now. That your pastor, you need to start clapping right now. The Reverend Dr. Roy L. Dennis Jr., you need to start clapping right now. Is not a fair weather Christian. And he is not a fair weather pastor. Somebody need to give a hand clap of praise, thanking God for sending them a pastor like that in this season of this church's life. He is a man of all seasons. He is a Christian of all seasons. He is a pastor of all seasons. He is a man who lives out the words of 2 Timothy 4:2. Preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Amen. And beloved, to be that kind of man, to be that kind of a Christian, to be that kind of a pastor, he, the Reverend Dr. Roy L. Dennis Jr., has had to answer some questions throughout his life. As Peter had to answer some questions from Jesus. For in John 21:15, it is revealed. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? Beloved, in answering the call to pastoring, it is not just a next step in ministry. It is not a pathway of life where you go from being licensed to become minister, ordained to become reverend, and voted upon to become pastor. No, beloved, pastoring is a call, a unique call for those uniquely qualified by God. If you are licensed and ordained, please don't start tripping on yourself because you ain't standing in somebody's pulpit every Sunday. If God is not giving you that call, slow your roll. Pastoring as a Reverend Dr. Roy L. Dennis Jr. has pastored requires you to look out for the well-being of others when others are not always being well in their health. Pastoring as a Reverend Dr. Roy L. Dennis Jr. has pastored requires you to look out for the well-being of others when others are not always being well in their wealth. And pastoring as a Reverend Dr. Roy L. Dennis Jr. has pastored requires you to look out for the well-being of others when others not always being well in their relationships. And beloved, pastoring as a Reverend Dr. Roy L. Dennis Jr. has pastored requires you to look out for the well-being of others, hear me right, in their health, in their wealth, and in their relationships, while also, hear me right, still having to look out for the well-being of your own house and your own household's health. Your own household's wealth and your own household's relationships. There are some in the church who don't get that part about pastoring. When you make that call late in a midnight hour and you think pastor ain't doing nothing but waiting on you to get that call. Some things I can say because I'm going to leave after I finish. And in answering the call to pastor, you better be prepared to answer some very serious questions. And in answering the call to pastor, you are really answering the call from God, not the church. You will get the pastor that God sends you, church. You will get the church that God helps you to be, church. And you will be church and pastor to each other as you allow God to do that for you. You see, he's pastoring you because God sent him in this season of your life. Amen. Now, beloved, Peter, in response to Jesus, answered this very serious question by responding, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." To which Jesus responded, "Feed my lambs." The Reverend Dr. Roy L. Dennis Jr. answered the call from God. And in answering the call, the Reverend Dr. Roy L. Dennis Jr. got a charge, a command, similar to how Jesus responded to Peter, "Feed my lambs." Beloved, Peter and the Reverend Dr. Roy L. Dennis Jr. were called to feed the babes in Christ because that is what a pastor is called to do. A pastor is called to feed the inconsistent babes in Christ. to feed the ignorant babes in Christ, to feed the insensitive babes in Christ, and to feed the idolatrous babes in Christ. Beloved Gethsemane, wherever you may fit in over these past 4 years, I do believe that the Reverend Dr. Roy L. Dennis Jr. has fed you over these past 4 years. Amen. But beloved, for some, they start well. But the true mark of a pastor after God's heart is how they continue well. Beloved, Jesus wanted to make sure that Peter would continue well and asked him a second question in John 21, 16. Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Like lovers ask each other to gain confidence in the growth of their amorous relationships. Jesus again asked the question that lovers often ask, do you love me? But beloved, Jesus was not focused on the love that makes the heart go a flutter. No, Jesus was after the love that builds a faith that can stand the test of time. The test of time, like 4 years of pastoral ministry that the Reverend Dr. Roy L. Dennis Jr. has provided over these past 4 years, starting pastoral ministry, hear me right, in a pandemic. In a pandemic that caused others to shrink away from the challenges of ministry that come even with normal times, let alone being compounded by having to pastor those who you could not sometimes even physically see. That kind of love is not as easily expressed as Peter said, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. You see, beloved, love is an action word. And the Reverend Dr. Roy L. Dennis Jr. has not loved in word alone. No, beloved Gethsemane, you know it's true. He has loved you in action and in deed. If he's loved you like that, give God a hand clap of praise. And because Jesus knew that words can often betray the true intents of the heart, Jesus raised the stakes with Peter by giving him another charge, another command. Feed my sheep. Beloved, when those who have grown from milk to meat, those who have learned to follow faithfully, those who have now moved from just coming to church when they come to church, those who have now moved from just doing church when they choose to do church, and those who have now moved to becoming church because the Reverend Dr. Roy L. Dennis Jr. has preached, taught, and been a living witness and example of being church, then you now have a church family which has a shepherd of Christ, an under-shepherd to the headship of Christ, a pastor like the Reverend Dr. Roy L. Dennis Jr. Amen. Now, beloved, in the Holy Bible, when something is said three times, we are taught to believe that it deserves special attention and significant focus. You see, beloved, Jesus was calling Peter to be a pastor, to be his under-shepherd, to present, to represent, and to represent him before all people, just as Jesus, for it was Jesus who called the Reverend Dr. Roy L. Dennis Jr. to be a pastor, to be his under-shepherd, to present, to represent, and to represent him before all people like the people of Gethsemane Missionary Baptist Church. And in this call, Jesus asks Peter one final time, an impactful third time, in John 21, 17, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Beloved, some questions are probing questions, deep questions, questions of consequence. And with these types of questions, you need to think carefully before you answer. Peter thought carefully before he answered and responded, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Beloved, answering the call from God to pastor is not something that should be taken lightly. Beloved, a call from God should be the only reason why you should ever desire to pastor. Beloved, when you answer the call from God to pastor, you should always lead with humility, for while some would consider being the president of the United States of America to be the highest office in the land, being the president of the United States of America does not compare to caring for the immortal souls of the people who make up your church family, your church congregation. And therefore, beloved, answering that call from God to pastor should be met with grave humility. Grave humility found in Psalm 147 and 6. God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. For beloved, it takes the grace of God, the favor of God, the unmerited favor of God for a pastor to be a pastor after the heart of God. As Peter answered out of humility, Jesus once again gave Peter a charge, a command: feed my sheep. Beloved, when Jesus spoke to Peter, Jesus wanted Peter to finish well, as Jesus wants the Reverend Dr. Roy L. Dennis Jr. to finish well. Please hear me right on this. When pastoring gets hard and the honeymoon period is over, you need a pastor who desires to finish well when the pastor's advocates become the pastor's adversaries, when the pastor's proponents become the pastor's problems, when the pastor's victorious testifiers becomes the pastor's vicious victimizing test. You need a pastor who can see it all and consistently, constantly, conscientiously remember that all of the people are still Jesus' lambs and sheep. All the people are. You see, beloved, the members of Gethsemane Missionary Baptist Church who voted for the Reverend Dr. Roy L. Dennis Jr. 4 years ago are Jesus' lambs and sheep. And beloved, the members of Gethsemane Missionary Baptist Church who did not vote for the Reverend Dr. Roy L. Dennis Jr. 4 years ago are Jesus' lambs and sheep. And beloved, those who left Gethsemane Missionary Baptist Church because the vote for the Reverend Dr. Roy L. Dennis Jr. did not go their way are Jesus' lambs and sheep. And beloved, those who have stayed at Gethsemane Missionary Baptist Church and have faithfully, faithful in God, follow the Reverend Dr. Roy L. Dennis Jr. because they believe that the Reverend Dr. Roy L. Dennis Jr. is the pastor who God sent them to follow are Jesus' lambs and sheep.
Thank you for tuning in to the radio broadcast of Zion Memorial Missionary Baptist Church with pastor and teacher, Reverend Dr. Randall Cain Jr.
It is our prayer that this message inspires you to further your walk with Christ. For more information about Zion Memorial Missionary Baptist Church, go to our website, zmmbc.net, or call 336-725-7390. We live stream our services on our Facebook page. Just search for Zion Memorial Missionary Baptist Church page. Zion Memorial Missionary Baptist Church is located at 101 North Dunleith Avenue in Winston-Salem. Be blessed and continue to further your walk with Christ.